Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website entitled No Regrets by Yi Ran.
China Fahui, No Regrets by Yi Ran. Greetings to Master and fellow practitioners. I would like to share how DAFA practitioners do things to save people without complaint and without preconditions, because there are always attachments to be abandoned, things to improve upon, and even karmic relationships that we do not know about in all that we face. I came across unexpected difficulties in cooperating with a fellow practitioner in another city. She and I were detained in the same forced labor camp and kept in contact after our release. She often asked me to help the practitioners in her city write Fahui sharing articles and articles to document the persecution. I always took it seriously and gave it my full attention. Minghui published all the articles about the persecution and many Fahui articles. She got into the habit of asking me to write everything for her. During one Fahui period, I was really busy sorting articles from local practitioners as well as from other cities. At that critical time, she wanted me to write articles to expose the persecution in her area and gave me specific steps and requirements. I reluctantly agreed. I was upset and blamed her for pushing everything onto me instead of asking her local practitioners to handle it. I thought they were attached to depending on others. I had a dream that night. An immortal came and flew me to a mysterious open place devoid of people. He opened a big stone box and pulled out a thick stack of paper. The name of a police department and the police station were embossed at the top of each page, with small print underneath. I guessed it was someone's vows. I looked at it and exclaimed, "This man is so talented." He asked me to look further, and I saw that it was my name on the signature line. I said angrily, "Who signed my name?" He smiled and said, "Look carefully, and you will know." I checked again and saw that the signature was exactly the same as mine. I woke up. Back to reality, I was stunned. I could not believe that I had signed so many pledges. What surprised me the most was that the department names on the pledges matched the ones that I had clarified the truth to in reality. Thinking again, hadn't I made those vows? Teacher saw that my human notions were keeping me from fulfilling my vow, which is absolutely not a trivial matter. Teacher allowed me to see this to motivate me. I realized that teacher was being merciful to me, but I felt guilty. I told myself, I must try my best to do the three things well and not complain, no matter how difficult it is. Thus, I am busy clarifying the truth to public security officials in three different cities. I spend most of my efforts in the city where my fellow practitioner lives. I work carefully, without complaint. I realized that it was my responsibility. I would like to share two examples. Example 1. Officers in my fellow practitioner's city arrested a young couple, even as their two-year-old daughter sobbed. I reported this to the Minghui website with two photos. One was the little girl playing with her parents in a park, and the other was her in tears. After the article was published, many people expressed their concern by calling the Political and Legal Affairs Committee secretary and chief of the 610 office, who did not answer the calls. I then mailed out the article, along with Falun Gong informational materials, to the municipal government, municipal people's congress, women's federations, universities, dozens of law firms, and over 400 public security personnel. On the day of the Mid-Autumn Festival, I sent text messages to the secretary and directors involved, urging them to do the right thing and release the couple. The Political and Legal Affairs Committee secretary replied, The person you are looking for no longer uses this number. I could see he was afraid and that I had done the right thing, so I kept sending them messages using different phone cards. The couple was released a week later. It was a joint effort on the part of many practitioners. I felt very pleased that I had contributed to it. Example 2. I recently participated in helping to rescue a practitioner in that same city. The practitioner had been detained in the detention center for nearly a year. She was tortured for more than 6 months and denied family visits. Her family asked the police director for her release, but they were treated badly, and the authorities were rude to them. I found out the details from her family and submitted her story to Ming Wei. I printed out the published article and sent it to many officers. I also edited the information into text format and sent it to many departments. However, the director of the police department fabricated evidence, had the case sent to the procuratorate, and advised that the arrest be approved. Once the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong published a notice to investigate him, I immediately sent the notice to him and some others that knew him. I also wrote letters trying to persuade him to do the right thing. The police director then urged the court to try her as soon as possible. I wrote a message explaining the true situation to the court officials very late one night and sent it out the next day. I had a dream that night that a tall, strong demon was chasing me, trying to kill me with a knife. I slashed its head with a shovel several times and finally killed it. Then I woke up. I realized that teacher was encouraging me to expose the persecution and disintegrate the evil elements in other dimensions. I sent the message to almost 90 court officials, advising them not to be the police director's pawns. The practitioner was tried several days ago. I sent messages to the 18 people primarily responsible the day before and decided to attend the hearing. Other practitioners and I entered the courtroom and sent righteous thoughts in front of the judges. The presiding judge was about to interrupt the defense counsel several times, but I used my supernormal ability to shut the mouth controlling him. He opened his mouth several times, but could not say a word and just sighed. The prosecutor brought very serious charges against the practitioner. We sent righteous thoughts and disrupted her thinking. She stammered and was incoherent when she read out the indictment. The trial ended without a verdict. I again sent a message to the presiding judge and the prosecutor that night. The results of this case are still unknown. But I did what I could and tried my best, so I felt at peace. The path of saving people is certainly not easy, and there are often tests and interference. We can't bypass the difficulties and must do whatever is needed. The most important is to fulfill one's vows. If we do not honor the vows we signed with teacher, it would be a very serious matter. Teacher said, quote, "And in the case of a Dafa disciple, it would be asked how many of your vows went unfulfilled. Failing to make good on them would be just one aspect of it. For when you do not do something, or do it well, there are consequences of varying sizes, and you would be held accountable for all of these. Would it work if you weren't held accountable for the shame that your actions might have caused Dafa, or for your having deceived the Lord? I haven't talked about any of this before. I didn't want to mention these things, but you really, truly should sober up. Don't you know what time it is yet?" End quote. Fa teaching given at the NTD TV meeting. Saving sentient beings is urgent and of utmost importance. It is Dafa practitioners' shared duty and responsibility. We should do it well and with dedication so that we will have no regrets.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.